gentlemen, it's official. It is official. After receiving zero votes, after doing zero debates, after having no television interviews, in a secret, closed-door, virtual process, Kamala Harris has been nominated as the Democrat presidential candidate. The party that says democracy dies in the darkness, did it all in the dark of night. The party that says Trump is a threat to democracy, nominates a candidate without a single solitary vote. Amazing. The party that told you Joe Biden was sharp as a tack, the greatest candidate ever. And they've replaced him. And all it took was one failed debate and 1 month. Not a vote, not a debate within the Democrat Party, not any options given. Total selection, total tyranny, total authoritarianism. Now the only question remains, who will be her vice president? So we'll talk about all that today on this Friday, August 2nd, 2024 transmission of the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 95 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's the fastest 3 hours on the internet, and it starts now. So we'll look into the current names being thrown around as far as vice president is concerned. One name is getting attacked. I'll explain why. Now, we're going to be joined by somebody who is doing a lot of coverage down at the southern border. And there's some developing news stories that should shock and horrify you. Should shock and horrify you. And it's so bad now, he can just go to the airport in some of these border towns, and the whole airport is filled with illegal aliens, and they all have their little packets, and they all have their little prepaid-for debit card. Most of them don't speak English, so they have to write out directions on their manila folder about what plane to get on, what gate to go to. Many of them minors, and then they're also telling him, oh yes, we're registered to vote. Well, gee, I wonder how that happened. So there's a lot more to that. And then we're going to be joined by a geopolitical expert, analyst, and journalist in the third hour with a very interesting take on the Venezuela situation, as well as some of the developments in Israel. But look, I can't help myself at the same time. This Kamala Harris story is so crazy. And this is by far the most dangerous person to ever make it this far as a presidential nominee for multiple reasons. And it's not just her policies. It's the flippant attitude of arrogance and ignorance that she brings with her, and just the brainwashed masses buying into it.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts, our immune systems, our vitality. It's so important, but not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to optimalhuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Sitting here asking myself today, as the news breaks about an hour ago, that Kamala, who was an Indian Asian American just a few years ago, the first transracial vice president, who's now an African American. And look, this controversy isn't going away. I've got more elements to add to this where if they want to try to present this as some right-wing bigotry or right-wing coping, all the different words that they'll use. No, actually the left wing has engaged in the same rhetoric, not just about Kamala, though. About other women and their self-identifying. Yeah. Isn't that something? And then there's just, you know, everybody's doing the research into Kamala now and just digging up some of her old videos and old quotes. I mean, this woman is truly a piece of work. I mean, my goodness. Including images of her making out with Willie Brown when they were 41 years apart in age. Wait, let me do the math. 31 years, excuse me. Much more appropriate, 31 years. 31 years. And so we're going to be covering that. But I'm asking myself as the news breaks, how do Democrat voters still fall for this? How does this really work? You try to get into a mind of a liberal Democrat. You try to understand the psyche. How do Democrat voters fall for this? I'm just at a loss. I'd ask them, but they would not call into this show. And you know that all this display of support, it's all fake. It's all as phony as Kamala is herself. They know they just have to hop on the bandwagon and support whatever the Democrat Party gives them. If the Democrat Party feeds them a poop sandwich, they'll eat it and say, look at this beautiful filet mignon. If you say, it's not filet mignon you're eating, they'll say, you racist, sexist pig. No, you're literally eating a poop sandwich. No, this is filet mignon. But in their own heads, how do you justify this? How do you go along for this ride? Trump is a threat to democracy. You nominate a woman who didn't get a single vote. You nominate a woman who didn't do a single TV interview, who didn't campaign, who didn't do a debate. Washington Post slogan, democracy dies in darkness. Did anybody watch the nomination process for Kamala Harris today? No, you didn't. You know why? Because it was secret. It was a secret conference of the Democrat Party elites. Invite only. You might say, in darkness. How do you Democrat voters live with yourselves? How do you live with yourselves? How do you bite your tongue and swallow this propaganda as if you don't even notice the hypocrisy? You don't even notice that you get lied to on a daily basis. You don't even care. And so you try to make sense of it. Are you just filled with so much hatred for Trump, conservatives, Christians, white people, whatever it is? Are you just filled with so much hatred that you'll just go ahead and hop on the Democrat bandwagon of lies and hypocrisy and failed logic and policy and not even bat an eye, not even have any sense of guilt or remorse? Are you just so filled with hate? Is it just funny to you? Is it just like a game? Is that the whole thing? Like this whole Kamala Harris thing is just like a game? It's just like trendy? And you really have a disconnect when it comes to politics, policy, and results in the real world? And to you, it's kind of just all like a silly game or something? It's like reality TV? It's like, hey, I like Kamala. She dances. Or I kind of like annoying conservatives, so I'm just going to go with whatever the Democrats tell me to do. But you just really have a disconnect in how it hurts you, how it hurts the country, but it hurts your bottom line. It hurts your future. Is it just a game to you? What is it? What is it? Because I just do not get it. Now, having said that, I actually think there are a lot of Americans, and maybe now former Democrat voters, that do see through this. I do believe that's a phenomenon that's going on. The issue we face is not Kamala Harris being a strong candidate for president, or even a legitimate candidate for president. The issue we face is, how are they going to harvest votes? How are they going to stuff ballots into mail-in boxes? How are they going to get non-citizens to vote? How are they going to vote for people who have moved out of state, use dead people's votes? How are they going to do that in the swing states to win a presidential election? That's what we're really dealing with. So you get back to the concept of too big to rig. Maybe we're there, maybe we're not. But aside from the politics, aside from sitting here and facing a future where the presidents of this country don't even have to run a campaign, don't even have to engage in a debate, don't even have to receive a single vote, and can be outright far-left communists saying things like, we will ban assault weapons. As unfathomable as all that is, I can't help but wonder about the psychology of a Democrat voter today. Because to me, there's the political element and then there's the human element. And to watch mass brainwashing, to watch mass propaganda work on such a large segment of our country and our population is just truly stunning. It's truly something to behold. It's one of the great phenomenons that you can ever witness, to be honest with you. Watching Democrat voters, watching all these people jump on the Kamala bandwagon. They were on the Biden bandwagon just a couple weeks ago telling you it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, they abandoned that real fast. Now Kamala. Kamala's even better. Oh, Kamala's even better. She's even better. Was she better 4 years ago when she didn't get a single delegate? Was she better 4 years ago when she didn't even get 1% in the polls? Why is she better now? What's so great about Kamala now? What has she done? No, they don't have to answer this question. They don't even ask the question themselves. They just go along for the ride. It's like lemmings off a cliff. But the problem is, we thinking people, we rational people, we logical people, we the non-brainwashed, we are actually tethered to these people now, unfortunately. Because what was once a constitutional republic is now essentially a democratic socialist country. And that's the fact. And the facts are all around you, ladies and gentlemen. The fact that you get taxed probably at the bottom line when it's all said and done, about 30%, maybe more of the money you make, the money you earn. The fact that that money then goes to wars that have nothing to do with you and shouldn't have anything to do with you. It goes to individuals who are poorer than you and need it more than you from other countries that do nothing to earn it. And the fact that you now have a president and a presidential nominee who both have called for what would be the end of the Second Amendment as we know it. Yes, you live in a democratic socialist country. Yeah. And I'm barely even scratching the surface on the welfare state. Barely even scratching the surface. You can get into the education system. We can go on and on and on. And you see, every once in a while, these liberal Democrats will say something that shows what they're really thinking and what they really believe. Every once in a while, if you actually listen to what they're saying, like this video from Kamala Harris. Now, what sticks out from this video is obviously her anti-Christmas sentiment. That's what obviously sticks out. That's the big shiny object here. But actually, there's something a little more subtle. There's something a little more nuanced here from Kamala Harris just a few short years ago when she's attacking you for celebrating Christmas. And this is what we actually face. Not just somebody who hates Christians or doesn't want you celebrating Christmas. No, somebody that wants to rob you and then give your money to someone else so that they can then have their votes whenever there's an election. So listen to what Kamala Harris says in this dug-up clip when she's telling you, a dirty American, you shouldn't be celebrating Christmas in clip 11.
And when we all sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas and wish each other Merry Christmas, these children are not going to have a Merry Christmas. How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
How dare we speak Merry Christmas? So that's obviously the offensive rhetoric. That's obviously the shiny object here. Oh, wow, I'm not allowed to say Merry Christmas? How dare you say Merry Christmas, actually, is the quote. How dare you? But what is the real story? What is the undertone? What is the nuanced message there? Because somebody else is struggling, or somebody else has it worse than you, probably is the better way to put it. Because somebody else has it worse than you, then you shouldn't be happy. Because somebody else out there has it worse than you, or somebody's having a bad day or anything, however you want to say it. Because somebody else out there is worse off than you, then how dare you be happy? Because somebody else out there is not happy, or somebody else out there is not rich, or somebody else out there doesn't have what you have, how dare you have it? So what's the application politically of this logic? What's the application policy-wise of this logic? It's to take from you, to take what you have, and to give it to those less fortunate. Well, see, in America, we have this thing called charity. And we also happen to be the most charitable country, not just for the government with humanitarian aid, but also individually. We are the most charitable people on the planet, maybe in the history of the world. But that's not enough. How dare you say Merry Christmas? How dare you have a Merry Christmas? How dare you? Because somebody just crossed the border and they're poor and they need shelter and they need clothing. So you need to give them your money. And you know, one of the number one places where I'll be recognized is anytime I go to, it doesn't even matter what gym I go to. There's a bunch of gyms around here. Anytime I go for an exercise or a workout or even just a park, and I'll get recognized. And I realized something, and I realized this long ago, but it ties into the message. Why is it that people that are in shape, or why is it that people that are bodybuilders lift heavy weights, and I'm not saying there's not exceptions to the rule, but I mean, generally speaking, this is why they write stories like lifting weights is white supremacy, or you know, going to the gym now is right-wing extremism. Literally, they write these things. Because, yeah, it's like 90% of people at the gym are conservatives. What is with that phenomenon? Well, because, you see, if I go to the gym and I lift weights for 2 hours a day, and I get up to where I'm benching 300 pounds and I'm squatting 500 pounds. Well, let's say there's somebody else that doesn't go to the gym and sits on their couch all day. Well, you see, that's unfair. That's unfair. So the work I put in the gym, I need to share that with him. And so he can sit on the couch all day and be a lazy bum eating potato chips. But that's not fair for him to be fat and weak and unhealthy. So I'll put all the work in at the gym, and then I'll give him 30% of my gains and 30% of the workout that I do so that he can still be strong and healthy and in shape, even though he puts in no effort. Well, see, that's obviously not how it works, is it? Not how it works. So you see, people get it. You get what you put in. But now, with people like Kamala Harris, it's, oh no, you don't get what you put in because someone else doesn't get it. So you have to give it to them. How dare you have a Merry Christmas? Somebody else is not having a Merry Christmas. How dare you? Show me one example ever of a government making everybody rich. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever heard of that? Has the government, any political body, any system, has it ever made all of the people rich ever in world history? Has that ever happened? What about making people poor? Yeah. So you see, that's the energy behind a Kamala Harris. That's the ideology behind a Kamala Harris. Now, of course, the irony being, do you guys remember that gold chain watch, that gold chain necklace that she had on the other day that we were kind of laughing at? And we were like, what the heck is that about? Because, I mean, I thought it was ugly. You guys remember that? How dare you have a Merry Christmas? Somebody out there doesn't have what you have. Well, it turns out Kamala Harris has a $62,000 necklace that she wears for her online videos. Well, certainly because of Kamala's logic, she should give that necklace away, right? She should give away that $62,000 Tiffany gold link necklace. Right? Kamala? There she is, wearing her $62,000 yellow gold necklace. Kamala, how dare you? How dare Kamala Harris wear a $62,000 necklace when others out there don't have it? When others out there don't even have $62. How dare she? How dare she? But of course, isn't this exactly what a communist dictator would do? Isn't this exactly what a socialist despot would do? They're not going to give up theirs. Kamala Harris isn't going to give up her armed security. She just wants to take your guns. Kamala Harris is not going to give up her life of wealth and exuberance. That's just for you. And how dare you say Merry Christmas? And how dare you have a nice house? And how dare you have a barbecue cookout? And how dare you have a pool in your backyard? How dare you give your wife a nice gift? How dare you give your kids something cool and fun? How dare you? Don't you know somebody else out there doesn't have what you have? Don't you know somebody else out there in some far-off country, far away from you? Don't you know that they're worse off than you? How dare you? How dare you say Merry Christmas? How dare you? This is why Kamala Harris is dangerous. This is why Kamala Harris is the most dangerous person to make it this far in the presidential race to this point in American history. If that attitude, if that energy gets to the White House and is then expressed by policy, she's already talked about raising the corporate tax rate. What do you think is going to happen? It won't take long. She's a left-wing radical extremist. What do you think is going to happen if Kamala Harris raises the corporate tax rate to 40%? What do you think is going to happen if rich people get taxed? You know, they're still going to be rich, and the corporations are still going to make money. You know who's going to suffer? The employees, the consumers, just like they always do. You know who's going to suffer when Kamala Harris says we're going to stop drilling? You know who's going to suffer when Kamala Harris says no more combustion engines, no more oil, no more cars that aren't electric? You know what's going to happen? Your energy prices are going to go up 10 times. And then, just like Kamala wants, everybody will be poor. So now nobody can say Merry Christmas.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If we just had a donation button, maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line. that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate Support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this pathetic, vocal fry, cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're not at a total stock market collapse yet, but it is tanking currently. And that is a big story. But it'll really just serve as a distraction because the U.S. debt hit $35 trillion. And now that new interest rates are hitting on the debt, it's skyrocketing astronomically. Up $61 billion in 24 hours, $101 billion in 48 hours. It'll be up $1 trillion in a month. And so it's just like now you're hitting this compound debt. And I mean, so what, in a year, $45 billion? I mean, it's just clown numbers. So the stock market going down is people either liquidating because they need cash, people leaving the market because they're expecting it to crash, maybe somewhat of both. But so that's one angle to this story that's just – but it's the debt and our fiat currency that's the real story here. And so soon you're going to be hitting a phenomenon of just annual increases of $1 trillion. So then the Federal Reserve will start increasing interest rates. And now guess what? Nobody can afford anything. And then the Democrats will start increasing tax rates. Nobody can afford anything. But hey, I'm sure Kamala will figure it out. Right? She's such a genius. She knows how to shame you for being rich. She runs around in $62,000 gold necklaces. Democracy dies in the darkness as the Democrats nominate her in the dead of night, in the darkness of night, without getting a single vote, doing a single TV interview, doing a single debate. Just, we pick her. Oh, you, the Democrat voters? Screw you. What do you have to say about that? Oh, yes. Oh, we love Kamala now. Whatever you say. Whatever you say, I'm a Democrat voter. I'll do whatever I'm told. Oh, we just love it. Oh. So we got more on this. But see, this is just, again, now Joe Biden might not even know what's going on. But there was a big prisoner exchange. I'm sure you heard about it. And Joe Biden was asked about this after a brief press statement, and the Democrats are celebrating this as an own. Look at Joe Biden. He just owned Donald Trump. I'm going to explain why this isn't such the own they claim it is. But first, here it is, clip 9.
President Trump has said repeatedly that he could have gotten the hostages out without giving anything in exchange. What do you say to that? What do you say to President Trump now, former president?
Why didn't he do it when he was president?
Sir, what did you say?
Why didn't he do it when he was president? Well, let's see. The people that you brought home in the prisoner swap were not incarcerated when he was president. A. So that'd be one reason. Just off the top of my head. B. He actually did bring prisoners home when he was president and didn't have to do an exchange. From China, from Korea. So actually, yeah, Trump did bring prisoners home without having to pay money or do an exchange. And there's no way he could have brought these prisoners home that you did because they weren't in prison when he was president, you jackass. But the Democrats are celebrating that Biden just owned Donald Trump. Well, yeah, if you live in a world that doesn't exist, if you live in a world of fabricated reality, which is, of course, the world now Democrats live in. So, no, that's not really the own that you think it is. And there were a bunch of other prisoners exchanged in this massive swap. But you see, listen to what Kamala Harris says or tries to say. Now, she doesn't have a teleprompter in front of her. She didn't have anything pre-scripted. Nobody was teaching her on what to say. So the true genius of Kamala comes out here on the tarmac as the prisoners arrive home in clip 10.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
Wow. By the way, Joe Biden is literally out on his feet standing next to her. Did you guys catch that? Biden is out on his feet. I don't know what's going on with Joe Biden. You know, I'm not even going to get into the body double stuff. I don't know what's going on with Joe Biden, but you saw Joe Biden late last night. That was probably at like 10 or 11 o'clock this was going on. And folks, Biden is completely out of it. I mean, it was bad before. I don't know. It's now a legitimate question of if he can even make it another 95 days, let alone 120 or whatever it is till the next inauguration. I mean, he's gone. He is gone. So the window of time where he can even operate in public is shrinking. I mean, this was earlier. Jackie Heinrich, I believe this was Tuesday. Jackie Heinrich asking Karine Jean-Pierre, where's the president? He's a disappearing act. Is he even the president anymore? Clip two.
Big event on Tuesday was a phone call. Big event today is a lunch. Tomorrow, we don't know what he's doing. Friday, he heads to Delaware. Yeah. It lends itself to the appearance that he's done governing.
He's done, folks. Biden is done. Who's running the country? Kamala Harris, Hunter Biden, Jill Biden, an AI chatbot? I mean, they even came out and said in this 9/11 deal, 9/11 alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two others reached plea deal. They reached a plea deal with them and some other defendants, radical Islamic terrorists, including one that chopped off the head of an American journalist. It's nice that he gets a plea deal. And why did they strike a plea deal? Why didn't they want it to go to trial? Well, a trial might lend to discovery, and maybe we'll discover the things we're told about 9/11 aren't so true. But the White House even admitted that they had nothing to do with this. So I'm that's probably true. White House claims Biden played no role in 9/11 Mastermind's plea deal. I believe that's true, but I don't think Biden is playing any role in anything anymore. I don't think Biden knows where he's at half the time. So you just heard Biden's schedule for this week. He had about five events this week for the entire week. And today he flew to Delaware for another weekend off. Joe Biden is done, folks. He's gone. He was out on his feet last night. So, I mean, but it's like we just all understand this now. So it's not even a story. It's like not even a controversy.
Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Everybody
buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
The New World Order is going to take everything you got. They're going to take your children's soul. Are you going to keep bowing down to these people? You're going to let this scum rule over you? It's time to break their will. It's time to say, I don't care what the hell you do to me. And I don't know how this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
J.D. Vance down at the border just yesterday, clip five.
They started their administration. Kamala Harris came into office making promises, and she kept those promises to open the American southern border. They stopped deportations on day one. They stopped construction of the border wall on day one. We see the border wall sitting here ready to be completed behind us, and that can't happen because of Kamala Harris's administration. They reinstated catch and release, and they stopped Remain in Mexico. So all of these asylum claimants who come to our border, they can now get released into our country because they're not forced to stay in Mexico while we adjudicate their asylum claims. And we have to remember that as terrible and idiotic as these policies were, they cause real human beings to suffer. A lot of you know my story, and I have been a little kid waiting at the bedside of his mother, angry that his mom took something that she shouldn't have taken, but praying to God, please, Jesus, let her wake up. And the unfortunate truth is, because of the poison that Kamala Harris has let come into this country, there are a lot of those prayers that won't be answered. There are a lot of parents that won't wake up, because when you take fentanyl, you don't wake up. It takes your life. So there are a lot of kids out there who have been deprived of second chances with their moms and dads. There are a lot of moms and dads out there who will never see their kids walk down the aisle because of what Kamala Harris has unleashed at this border.
You know, that's powerful. That's strong from J.D. Vance. What's Kamala worried about, though? Oh, that's right. Funding transsexual surgeries so that men can go into the female prisons to rape them. Clip four.
I learned that the California Department of Corrections, which was a client of mine, I didn't get to choose my clients.
Right, a client of the Attorney General.
A client of the Attorney General, right. Of the Office of Attorney General, that they were standing in the way of surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. And there was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need.
Desire.
And I believe it was not only, I know it was historic in California, but I believe actually it may have been one of the first, if not the first in the country, where I pushed for that policy in a Department of Corrections.
I'm so glad. Oh, Kamala, who are you sitting down to interview with today? Oh, my friend Leslie. Oh, really? Hi, Leslie. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, doing pretty good today. Here to talk to my friend Kamala about getting transgender surgery paid for by the American people so that I can go into the female prison. And she also said, she said she's going to help me get whatever medical care I desire. So I think I'm going to get some Viagra too.
Oh, thank you, Leslie. That's so nice of you. That's great. That's very nice. I mean, jeez. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. All right. That's what we're getting. That's a good policy, I think. Because when I pay taxes, I'm thinking, boy, I really hope this goes towards some dude's pills or surgeries so that he can get into the female prison. Man, I just, when I pay my money to the government, excuse me, when the government steals my money, I'm thinking, well, at least I know it's going to a good cause, like men in female prisons having trans surgeries. Getting the medical care they desire, like Kamala Harris says.
Yeah, I'm Leslie here in the female prison. Thanks to Kamala Harris, I was able to get my Viagra.
Okay. All right, that's what we're doing here. That's good. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. By the way, yes, Kamala Harris, officially the nominee now in the Secret of Night without a single vote. Yes. Here she is pictured in the San Luis Obispo County Telegram Tribune making out with Willie Brown. Of course, he was 60. She was 29. Do you think any members of the media, you know, we saw what they did to President Trump at the National Association of Black Journalists this week, right? We all saw that. Do you think any members of the media are going to ask Kamala Harris, hey, Kamala, how'd you get your start in politics? Hey, Kamala, tell us about your time working for Willie Brown. Yeah, do you think anybody? Or maybe that's why she's not doing any interviews. Yeah. Maybe that's why Kamala's not going to do any interviews and not going to do any press conferences and not going to do any debates. Maybe that's why, because somebody might ask that question. Tell us about your start in politics, Kamala. Can you tell us about Willie Brown? What type of BMW was it? Was it fast? Also, Laura Loomer, looking at all the interconnections, it's a very incestuous group, these liberal Democrats. The beta male white dudes for Harris, who the guy who started it is Mike Nellis. And guess who Mike Nellis is? He's the CEO of Authentic Campaigns. Does that ring a bell? Which means he is the business partner of Lauren Merchan, starting to make sense now? The daughter of the corrupt communist New York Supreme Court Judge Juan Merchan, who oversaw Trump's trial in New York City. It's a very incestuous group, isn't it? So you got the Merchan family over here trying to destroy Trump with the court system. Then you got the Merchan family over here running white cucks for Harris. Sure, it's just a coincidence. By the way, other Trump trial news. Trial judge retakes control of Trump 2020 election case after Supreme Court immunity ruling. Now, what's interesting, this is what was passed down after the Supreme Court said Trump has immunity. It is ordered on the court's own motion that this case be remanded to the district court for further proceedings consistent with the Supreme Court's opinion. Consistent with the Supreme Court's opinion, which would mean that obviously U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan should toss the case. But something tells me she won't. Something tells me she's not going to toss the case. She's only going to find a new angle or just act against the Supreme Court like Joe Biden does with student loans. So that'll be interesting to watch. These people are completely unhinged in their corruption. All right. We got two big guests now coming up in the second hour. We're going to be joined by Hernando Arce, who's doing great work with illegal immigration at the southern border. Then we're going to be joined by Roger Stone. His first comments since Kamala Harris has now gotten the nomination without a single vote. So we're going to get the first comments from Roger Stone. Looking forward to that. So, folks, if you like this show and you like the great guests and everything we do here, please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. The supplements are great. The products are great. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And some of it is just a no-brainer. Like, ask yourself, what are you doing for cardiovascular health? What are you doing for blood health? Well, what about Nitric Boost? InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. Recommended by doctors that they come on the show and they recommend it. They come on here to talk about other issues, and they're just like, hey, by the way, this Nitric Boost product, fantastic. I recommend it to my patients. Well, we recommend it to you. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. What are you doing for mental clarity, mental energy? How about BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra? Also 40% off. What are you doing for telomere support? What do you know about telomere support? DNA Force Plus, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts, our immune systems, our vitality. It's so important, but not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. And by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing. You get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body, your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to OptimalHuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.